Your shirts are a little short, don't you think? Like, really? Come on.
My shorts?
Yeah.
Or my shirts?
Like, no, often your shirts, but today your shorts were a little short.
Well, I'll have you know that I am trying on my favorite Halloween costume.
Oh, okay. Are you going as Tommy Bahama?
You know, pretty darn
Magnum.
Close.
Magnum.
Magnum
P.I.
is
yes,
it.
Yes,
that's
yes.
Exactly what I was going for. Hmm. Magnum P.I., Tom Selleck, circa 1981, 82.
Super hot.
Some short denim
Super
shorts
hot.
On.
Are you
going to
have a mustache
legs.
Then?
I will have, for a small moment in time, a mustache just for this one costume.
Hmm.
So I'm going to have to shave. I'm going to have to shave my beard. But it will be growing back shortly.
Wow. Okay.
It doesn't take but a couple days, you know.
Yeah.
So, I'm lacking the red Ferrari, unfortunately, but the denim cutoffs, the sneakers, the Adidas sneakers.
What about the sidekick?
TC and, what's his name? Rick. Rick and TC.
Yeah.
Let's not forget about, what's his name, who lives at the house. Oh, I forget his name. Anyhow.
Okay. That was
great
actually
stuff.
Way before my time, because you're wicked older than me, so...
Not too much older, young lady.
You're a bit older. You
Wow.
You know things that I don't know.
I don't hear you complaining too much about that now, do you?
Yeah.
Well, I think we both benefit from that.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know.
Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah. In the opening sequence of Magnum P.I., there's a scene where it shows him, no doubt, helping some sort of damsel in distress, you know, a client that he's working on this case on.
Mm-hmm.
And so he's helping her swim or snorkel, essentially. So he's there in the water holding her up, looking at her very scantily clad backside as she's looking down in the water. And he's, of course, looking at his buddies like, what kind of life do I lead here in Hawaii with my... Ferrari in my huge house and all these nice looking ladies. So I was kind of thinking, since
what were you thinking?
Since we're here by the coast, you can play that damsel in distress.
Oh, sign me up.
Yeah. I wouldn't want you to drown, you know.
I'm not interested in that either. But
I think I'd be able to hold you up out of the water.
Yeah.
I think I might be able to take some liberties underneath the water as well, if you're up for it.
Uh-huh. Oh, you wouldn't touch me.
Young lady, if you'd allow me, I most definitely would touch you.
Like, touch my breasts, or what?
Well, I wouldn't want to have you... seen in front of a beach full of tourists. So I would have to be quite clever, but I can stand quite far out in the water, so we should be quite far away from the shore. I would absolutely love to feel those beautiful little tits.
Little? Are they so little?
Not so little.
Hmm.
Yeah, I would love to feel those beautiful tits in my hands underneath the water, pulling your bikini to the side, leaving it tied behind your neck, but pulling it open so you can feel the water against your nipples getting harder in my hands.
And what about your cock? Just waving around in the water.
You'll see.
I have lots of liberties with your cock, I'm sure.
Well, considering...
Easy. I'm thinking now about diving under the water and taking you in my mouth. And I'm thinking that would be pretty nice for you. Yeah?
I can imagine.
Uh-huh.
And if you had a snorkel on, that would be convenient.
That's so good.
So imagine I'm holding you up in the water. You're looking down. You have a face mask and a snorkel on.
Mm-hmm.
I'm holding underneath your tummy and your thighs, your ass right in my face, the wet fabric of your bikini bottom bunched up between those tight little cheeks. The tan thighs and lower back just glistening in the sun.
Yeah.
One of my hands reaches up. Lets your tits out of your bikini top.
Pinches. See us?
No one can see us at all. I feel your hands reach down to my inner thighs, and you're holding on. I can tell you can see. So I reach down and pull my swim trunks down so you can have a perfect crystal clear view of my cock and balls underneath the water.
God.
Waves crashing, sand moving, seagrass bending in the current. And you begin to stroke my cock.
Of course I do.
And I take my right hand out from underneath the water, holding you up by the thighs. And I reach it over the water, over your thigh and back, part your bikini bottoms, and insert my thumb into your pussy. I hook my thumb in your pussy and start to rub you hard on the inner wall of your pussy.
Oh, God.
I'm holding you up in the water by my thumb, deep in your tiny little hole. And my left hand is holding you up by pinching your nipples. One after another, back and forth, left and right.
Like, trying.
And you're stroking me faster and faster.
Are you trying to?
I want to make you come. In the water. On your belly. With your face looking down into the ocean at my cock. Held by your hands underwater, stroking it, pulling at it, stroking it. You want to see me come underwater.
Yes.
And I want to feel you coming in front of 1,000 people looking at you.
Oh my God, yes.
Yes. Oh my God, yes. And just when you think you're about to come, I pull you up and tell you to wrap your arms around my shoulders, wrap your arms around my neck, and wrap your legs around my waist. I'm going to fuck you until you come.
Again?
Deep in the water. Yes.
I already came.
I know.
Aren't you done with me?
No, I want to spill my load into your pussy. Underwater. I want to make that belly swell.
Give me triplets.
Oh,
please.